This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire region. How are you on this Friday?
I am well, and I am well because it's Friday.
Yes. Well, let's talk about some numbers that came out Tuesday. There were unemployment numbers that were delivered for all the metro areas in Arkansas, including the Fort Smith Metro in northwest Arkansas. Unemployment down, but the number of people in the workforce also down.
Right. It's it's just a function of the way the math works in the Fort Smith area. The workforce, the size of the workforce continues to decrease. But although you have fewer employed, the unemployment rate comes down. I know we've had some people email the CityWire saying that our reporting is stupid and wrong because the math that just can't be that way. Well, they should complain to the federal government, not us. It's their formula. Yes, it's a good news, bad news situation in the Fort Smith region. Unemployment dropped down to 7.6%, but that does not mean there are more people employed. In fact, it means the opposite. It means the workforce is shrinking, and those continues to be just a persistent problem. And we've yet to see anyone in the Fort Smith region, Chamber City, anyone step up with any answers, and I'm not sure there is any answers. It's probably just a larger macro economic condition. But of course, in northwest Arkansas, it's a complete opposite. Fell down to 4.6%, one of the lowest rates, or the lowest rate in Arkansas, and one of the lowest rates of all metro areas in the country. And there you see both an increase in the size of the workforce and an increase in the number of employed. So just two metro areas connected geographically, again, as we've said in the past, two completely different economic pictures.
On the page at thecitywire.com where you report on this, you at the end of the article list the past annual average unemployment rates for the Fort Smith metro area. And from 2000 to 2008, it never got above 5.5%. It was often below 5%, but then that dramatic change in 2009, 10, and 11, where it's gone from 4.8 to 8.6.
Yes, and so it looks like 2012, we're going to end up with 4 years, and that speaks to that word I used earlier, that it's a persistent problem. And, it began with the manufacturing decline, and it's obvious to see how many jobs that non-manufacturing jobs, the manufacturing jobs, supported. So as we began to lose those, I think we're over 30%, maybe 35% loss in the number of manufacturing jobs in the past 10 years in the Fort Smith area. Unfortunately, at one time, the manufacturing sector was a large part, 25 to 30% of the overall economy. So we can trace our economic woes back to being too reliant on manufacturing. It's just like a company who, they have one client who's a big part of their business, and if they lose that client, it's painful. So that's what they're seeing in Fort Smith.
So Tuesday unemployment numbers, Wednesday for Arkansas home sales numbers, which for the overall state have increased a bit.
Right. In the CityWire, the CityWire's Arkansas home sales report, we measure 14 of 75 counties. That may not sound like a lot, but it accounts for up to 75% of all Arkansas home sales. We look at the state's four largest metro areas, and November home sales were up over 8%, and the value of those home sales was up over 10%. And that's a good sign, Kyle, because it shows that the price stability. It shows that we're seeing an increase in value even on a smaller percentage of homes sold. Again, though, and I hate to pick on Fort Smith, but Of the four metro areas we looked at, three had increases. The Fort Smith area didn't. It wasn't that the decrease was much, but it's just the housing sector is holding its own, but there's not growth in it in the Fort Smith area, and that includes Sebastian and Crawford County. But the good news is, overall, on a statewide level, it looks like 2012 will be better than even 2011 and possibly 2010 in terms of number of homes sold and the value.
There's going to be about $80 million spent on some road work on I-540 from the 40 Exchange to Rogers Avenue. I've driven that several times, and there are places where you could see a need for improvement.
Yeah. Well, or there's places you couldn't see room for improvement because you're bouncing so much over the highway it's hard to see anything. Yes, 7-8 mile section And obviously, it'll be disruptive, but I think most people understand that that's necessary to have it look nicer. And I'm hoping so far the city of Fort Smith and the Arkansas Highway Department, it doesn't look like they coordinated well, but it would be nice if they would use this opportunity to try to create a nicer looking entrance to Fort Smith. Right now, when you come in on 540 across that Arkansas River Bridge, it just looks horrible. I mean, it looks like you're driving into a 1950s landfill. I mean, it's just so, it'd be nice if they could do something to dress that up, but probably shouldn't look give force in the mouth. $80 million, that's going to be, it's going to be great work. They're going to redo bridges. That's also going to be an economic impact, Kyle. We're working on that story. So a lot of construction jobs, that should help on that front also.
And the expectation is done in fewer than 6 months.
Well, you know, that's interesting. They have, this is the way the government works, or the highway department works, I'm not sure. The company doing it has promised them 153 work days, but it's going to take about a year and a half to complete.
Ah.
So, yeah, you would think that 153 work days, oh, we'll be done in 6 months. Well, that doesn't, not every day is counted as a work day.
I see.
So the time for completion, and there's even dress-up work that, you know, the construction company isn't responsible for. So we've had some commenters on the City Wire not understand that, and that's understandable that they don't understand, because sometimes the terms that the highway department puts out aren't always completely understandable.
And finally, a man who would like to be the next governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, was in Fort Smith recently, and he sort of informally called it his first campaign stop, did he not?
Yes, he did. He spoke to a group called Q&A, and they're, it's definitely a Tea Party group, so he was speaking to the choir, so to speak. But yes, and I got to tell you, of course, everyone knows Asa has made a bid for governor. He made a bid for in 2006 and lost to Governor BB. You know, and he's ran. He lost the attorney general's race, but he was a third district congressman for several terms. I got to tell you though, I'm a little bit as for as politically experienced as Asa is, I was surprised at what appears to be kind of a ham-fisted announcement. He speaking to a Northwest Arkansas television station and kind of let something slip that he might be running, and it's looked disorganized. I'm hoping at some point he gets an organized campaign and that type of thing going, but it almost looks like it's been an accidental announcement and an accidental campaign. It's just, I've been watching politics for 20, 25 something, 30 years, and this just seems to be one of the most disjointed announcements that I've seen. So it'd be interesting to see when he gets the wheels on this thing.
Safe to say it's not a slam dunk that it is Dustin McDaniel against Asa Hutchinson in 2014?
Oh, I don't think anything is safe to say, especially on the Democratic side, especially with Dustin McDaniel. I mean, he's told us there's no other shoe to drop. There are no other women in this affair issue he has going on. But, you know, the day he said this, the lady who he had this affair with responded by saying, that's not true. I've got 500 texts between us. So this thing is going to get ugly, or it's going to get pretty, depending on what your enjoyment level is in terms of politics. But on the Democrat side, I don't know. And the Republican side, you know, there are still some factors. But the smart money now, yes, Asa, Dustin, they're not smart money, the only money, but I wouldn't put any money in it. It's anything can happen.
And it's a long way away.
Right. Yes, sir. Long way away.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the entire listening area. Michael, thank you for your time.
You are welcome, Kyle.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsburg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On this week's edition of Shades of Jazz, I will feature more of my picks from 2012, great recordings, including The Cookers and Reuben Wilson, some more from Grace Kelly and a recording made in 1963 but just released this year with the Paul Winter Sextet, recorded live at the Kennedy White House. This and much more Friday at 10 p.m. on Shades of Jazz.